I don't really want you to listen to this radio show tonight. This isn't for you to share. It's not to be shared with you. I mean, tonight is personal. I don't even know what that means. But I know that you should just turn away. You should pack up your computer, put it back in the box, put it in the closet, unplug it, get as far away from me as you can. This is personal. And that means I'm going to tell you too much. I'm going to tell you things that you don't want to know. Because it's personal. Otherwise, it's a program of experimental dance and pop music collaged together with some kind of point with your mind in mind. But it's personal. It's personal. So you won't know. You won't understand. It's not for you, but it's with your mind in mind. For you, the listener, the surveyor, it's for you, but it's not for you, because it's personal. It's Kill Radio, which means that no one listens. There's no one listening. There's you're not even there. Did you know that? You're not even there. You think you are, but it's just an illusion. It's just something that's been placed in your mind by your computer, which controls you. Damn it. But it's personal. It's not very funny, because it's so personal. You just don't understand it, because it's so personal. Welcome to the chill room.
Bye. All right, I am recording.
Inside a painting.
Dude, that's kind of trippy, man.
That isn't really what it's about, but it's kind of about that.
After he gets, he's locked in this shitty hotel trying to write a bad script.
Whoa. It's about Broadway to Hollywood.
And he escapes into this painting. Is the wallpaper's just peeling off because it's so hot.
What was the was that, man? In the 90s?
Oh, yeah.
89, 90.
Something
like that. 91. I saw it in 91 on cable TV.
It's my favorite Coen Brothers movie.
It's the best one, yeah.
Have you seen The Man Who Was
Mad? Yeah, we just watched that a week ago.
Is he Raising Arizona?
Yeah.
Made me laugh.
Outside my window. Outside my window. The way I used to walk. Outside my window. Smiling while you're walking. Laughing while you're walking. Happy as can be. Happy, happy, happy.
What should I do?
Call me, darling,
darling.
go to jail?
Didn't he go to jail or no?
No.
No, he served no time in jail.
No.
Oh, is that Stacy Julie? Daryl Gates wasn't involved in the actual beating, right?
Correct.
Not directly.
I mean, he was, but he wasn't.
But he set up the atmosphere that resulted in such a beating, just like Rudolph Giuliani set up an atmosphere in New York that led to broomsticks up some guy's asshole. It's, you know, it says that some people are winners, some people are losers. Losers deserve every bad thing that happens to them. It's a society of winners and losers, where the only thing that matters is profit, not service.
Not
doing good things with money, just making more of it. That's the only thing that matters.
I want to film these things, Jason.
Well, I am filming.
Wayne is everything. It's the only thing.
That's right. That's exactly. Fine brown shit for you.
Nice little alley.
That's bizarre.
Yeah.
Ow.
What? That's just weird.
Beautiful. Just wrong.
You could drag somebody back there and do some things to them.
Mom, should we get some gas here? Mom, should we get some gas here?
Yeah, just let me go to the bathroom.
Okay, Mom.
Why did
you plug in? I'm going to go to the station, Mom. Duh.
Your skirt's coming off.
Does she know it?
No.
Oh, Sarah, your skirt's coming off.
You are.
I shouldn't be doing this. But I'm doing this in front of you. The numbers don't change. Are you dancing? Horizontally dancing? In the wet dream of your choice. Oh, I shouldn't be doing this. I'm going to get in trouble. It's personal. On the children.
Actually not think that it's the most brilliant thing that they've ever heard or seen. or six times. So as far as she was concerned, she was great. And she got up and did this piece. It was about 10 minutes long. And when it was done, Ruth, the woman who runs the studio, her first question, her first statement was, if you're going to continue to work here, you need to learn the basics of performing. And she was just outraged and angry and pissed off rather than actually listening to what Ruth said. People learn so much from caring and criticism.
What did she say to her?
The woman never came back. She did not want criticism. She didn't want to hear this. I'm sorry? She didn't know what she was doing. She thought she did, but she didn't have the slightest idea how to actually perform in front of people. There are things that through experience you learn. And some people are so, one thing, I don't like performance art, right? Performance art is usually done by inadequate artists who don't have the guts or the talent to do theater. And my experience, I have my own personal definition of performance art, which no one else agrees with, yet as far as I'm concerned, it's the real definition. Performance art is something that can only be done in front of an audience. If it's repeated more than once, it's theater. Performance art is not theater. Performance is an artwork that's done with an audience in mind. And most people who do performance art are doing theater because they can do it over and over and over again. And it's safe then. And most people in performance art think that they don't have to follow by the rules of theater because they're artists. And in fact, there are ways to perform in front of an audience that comes from training, from actually doing it.
What city is it?
City of Hope.
There's no names.
But it's called City of Hope. It's a hopeful city.
What is it called?
City of Hope.
What is the city called?
The city.
I think it's just as important to learn how to answer, as well as answer the right questions, but to know what questions to ask, too.
Yeah. Well, as it says in the Samurai Code, you must never unleash criticism unless you know it will be received well.
Well, you don't go to a football game to play golf. I mean, you go to the, you understand what it's doing. If you're working in a group that is about, you're not college students anymore. You're actually trying to make it professionally in the theater world. And here was a studio space that allowed you to work for free. We didn't even pay dues, And we were able to get, qualified criticism by people who were deeply experienced, who I had the utmost respect for, Ruth Malachek and Lee Brewer and Richard Schechner and a handful of other people who would come in and run the studio. And these were people who had 30 years of experience in them and were open and were able to do things that, very few other people were able to do.
Right.
And so part of the agreement was that you came in there and you listened, and if it was valid, you worked with it. If it wasn't valid for you, you left. Nobody was upset because that woman chose not to stay.
Life or rather, life back, shoe slam, with love and kisses, let her come back, sign insufficient funds. Can you get
it?
I wanna know if you can get to that. Then you can you get
it?
I wanna know if you can get to that. Then you can you get
it?
I wanna know if you can get to that.
Credit and your loving days are done. A check you signed with the loving kiss a later come back shine. Insufficient fun, y'all get to that.
Can you get
to that? I wanna know.
I wanna know if you can get to that. Then you can you get
to that?
I wanna know if you can get to that.
Thank you.
reason, and has turned them into primarily a bunch of people who mug a lot. They didn't really learn very much. I didn't feel that I learned anything until I got to Recherche, actually. I mean, Dr. Kirk, who was the directing teacher at Illinois State, did a couple things to me that got me very excited about theater. He had me... Could you turn the music down a little bit? I'm in a play that he's directing, and he would actually have people change blocking on actors just to see what they'd do, to see if they'd break from the role and go, but you're supposed to stand here now, or if they'd actually play in the moment. And no one had ever done that before around me. You know, I grew up, all you did was, if you were in a play, you either saw the movie or TV version of the play, and you tried to act like the character did in that play, or you imagined what the guy was supposed to act like, and you tried to imitate that. There was nothing real in any of the theater that I did until I was fucking almost 30 years old.
Wow.
No, it was all crap. And I got a lot of tough stuff when I was at Recherche, because I did really challenging stuff. And so I challenged people and they challenged me right back, and I was able to deal with it because I didn't have my ego in it.
Right.
You know?
Great.
I learned a long time ago that actors and performers don't know what's going on in the performance necessarily. You know, they might think they do, But an actual theater event, a play, whatever you call it, stands apart from the actors, stands apart from the author, stands apart from the director, and becomes a reality which exists for however long it's going on. And it's Artaud, the theater, and it's double. The double of theater is life. Theater and it's double.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like writing, you always know what you're getting at. I mean, when it's done, you won't ever like understand it.
Well, I consider acting and writing to be kind of similar, except that, you know, actors aren't necessarily creative people. And that's what I don't in principle like about improvisation, because actors aren't creative. They basically are reactive, and they basically have other people write the words that they say. And while in my experience, I've worked with probably 300 actors or so as a director, maybe more. And I would say, out of that 300 actors, I've only known two who could improvise.
Yeah.
Maybe two.
It's really hard.
Yeah.
When I was in high school, for some stupid reason, I was in two. I did tons of plays, but then for some reason I wanted to do improv, so I did like two improv things. Comedy. Like, it was supposed to be comedy. It was the hardest thing I've ever done. I don't know why. And I did it again. I don't know why. I don't know. It was really hard.
Well, I did a solo theater piece because I hated solo theater pieces. Then I did Phenomenon because I wanted to do a solo theater piece with two other people. I didn't want to do solo anymore. But immediately, the actors that wanted to work with me didn't have the ability to do the improvisation that I wanted, so I had to write the play. And that was...
Thank you.
When did you see it?
Oh, probably like 90.
90? Okay, I knew the guy who was dressing the Phantom. I was delivering hot to him right then.
So sick.
So every night of the week, he was, you know, there working with the guy.
Did you see the show?
I saw the show, yeah.
I thought it was great. The chandelier, the beginning.
All that stuff, all that spectacle stuff, I don't care for in principle, but I enjoyed it in that show. You're absolutely right.
I thought it was just aesthetically, I thought it was great.
I didn't see the stage play. I saw Ken Russell's movie, which is where most of the imagery came from. I saw David Bowie do the Elephant Man. I've never gone to see Bowie perform in concert, but I saw him on stage. I thought the show was fair. It was just fascinating to watch Bowie. Just utterly fascinating. And certainly, you know, it was entertaining. I mean, it was a good show, as things go. And that was before the David Lynch movie, too. You know, I don't remember. I don't know, it's such a weird world, the theater. Most of what is popular is an imitation of what was done off-Broadway and off-off-Broadway about 6 or 7 years before. Yeah. Is that the Butthole Surfer?
Yeah.
just saw some of the theater that I think about when I think of theater, you like theater more. If you saw the SWAT theater do, you know, Andy Warhol's Last Love, or you saw, you know, Richard Foreman's plays like Egyptology or Penguin Bouquet, or if you saw Jack Smith perform, or you saw Mabu Mind perform, you would be seeing things that are so dense, so full of thought and ideas and layers and layers and layers. Usually the stuff that I see in theater takes a 2 years or so to produce. That's not something, you know, most theater is brought up in 3 to 6 weeks and has a director who tells everybody what to do, and they just do that. The real stuff is developed by companies with directors of the visual style of the play, and they take a long time to develop it. This is exactly the right lane. We have 13 minutes left on this battery. Thank you. Okay. Remember, Jason's truck is in your house.
We start real fast. It's on the way, pretty much. I want to get the devil's advocate.
Okay.
You don't have that demon.
No, I need to see that film.
We should watch it. I just saw part of it the other night on TBS.
I have two movies that I have to watch at home that we have to take back tomorrow, so I'm not watching anything else tonight.
Listening to the Chill Room tonight on Kill Radio, and it's been very personal. So personal, I don't know if I'll identify that long tape where I talked about theater. Pontification. Psychic Television did In the Nursery, THU-20. Did Het Archief, Underworld did Spikey, The Fleetwoods did Outside My Window, Trisomy 2-1 from Paris did One Last Play. We heard some Carter Tootie live at the Red Cat Theater in Los Angeles in February 2005, recorded by me. Funkadelic did Can You Get to That, the Rolling Stones, Can't You Hear Me Knockin', see, one of my favorite things. Brian Eno, Music for Airports 1-1. The Raincoats, Live at the Kitchen, I saw that show, The Dance of Hopping Mad. Some portions of Gavin Bryars, Jesus Blood Never Failed Me Yet. Boris with Merzbow, Sunbaked, Snow Cave, Hop Frogs, Drum, Jester Devotion. New Order, Beats from the Confusion 12-inch. Henry Mancini with the Universal International Orchestra. Touch of Evil from the movie soundtrack. And we're riding away with the fall. See, there wasn't a lot played. Oh, and that tape that you shouldn't listen to, and I shouldn't play, and I shouldn't tell you anything about it.
You spread lies of discontent. I wish you could see yourself. You drive my way through hill and valley.
It's just Kill Radio.
Right on.
We're facing a serious challenge right now, because we're losing the Independent Media Center, and, you know, if we lose this space, it may be the end of Kill Radio, and that's a distinct possibility based on the fact that so few of the Kill Radio DJs pay their dues or anything. But, hey, everything is natural. Everything comes in the way it's supposed to. And then you just ride away.
Ride him.
Ride him, Jew-boy.
You spread lies and it's content.
Let's go home.
You could see yourself.
Don't worry. It's...
As you travel through hell and valley,
it's just... It's just personal, and you shouldn't be listening. I swear to you, you shouldn't be listening. There is no God, there is no Jesus. Jesus is not coming back. You shouldn't be listening. You're just riding away. You shouldn't be thinking. You shouldn't be listening. You should get ready. Take out a gun. See that old man over there shooting. Think about it. Take the lives away from those who don't deserve them. Yes, I am.
No one else.
No, there's nobody there.
Hey.
Thanks, Mark. A monologue with myself and Marky.
Busted
flat in Baton Rouge.
I wish you could see yourself, you drive away.
Anyway,
no matter what I say,
make your morbid sense.
Hey.
A good friend of mine died this week. Yeah.
As you travel through hell,
wow, goodbye, Carol. Goodbye.
That's what I say.
And that's for you people, you people who are listening, stay tuned.
You think you're a giant, you think you're a giant, hey. As you travel through hell.